Is there a God? When you look at the vastness of this universe and try to figure out just how did these things start? How did they occur? I think you got to answer that question and say there's something there. There's some kind of intelligent design behind it. So in addition to open lines this hour, let's talk about that question. Don't read me scripture. I want to know why you believe there is a God. Welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie. We're going to do open lines for you this hour, much in the theme of what we were talking with Brian Clegg about, and that, of course, is this higher intelligence, what may be behind it. To me, there's no fluke. It's not random. There is no way that something can be created, life can be created from something that is not alive. And I can't figure it out. As he was saying, science can't figure it out. So you've got to add the equation. Is there a God? And what's that answer? Whatever God may be, it's got to be yes. So we'll have open lines for you, but that's one of the theme questions I want to ask you this hour. And by the way, I want to tell you what's in store for the entire week here on Coast to Coast. You're going to love it. John Coleman was the co-founder of the Weather Channel. He came out with a statement last week basically saying, look, there is no man-made climate change. It's not happening. Something we've been saying for a long time. So we're going to talk with him for a few hours. And then Fire in the Sky, Travis Walton, with his abduction case. Travis is an incredible guest, and he's going to be on. On Wednesday, Mr. Lobo joins us. Mr. Lobo, of course, is going to be talking about horror films as we continue with our pre-Halloween program. And then we'll be joined by Rosemary Ellen Guiley, Haunted by the Things You Love. Thursday, of course, investigative reporter Linda Moulton Howe joins us. And then on Friday, join us for Ghost to Ghost here on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's pick it up by going to Johnny in Knoxville, Tennessee, to get stuff going. Hey, Johnny, welcome to the show.
Hey, George, thanks for having me. It's good to talk to you.
You too, sir.
Hey, I've got a little spiel that I want to kind of touch ears with here. I was raised in religion. Basically, my whole life started out as a Pentecostal, when you're talking about the whole God thing. In the past few years, we've kind of got led away to another kind of way of doing things, to get back to the way that the scriptures actually talk about, the way that they were in the book of Acts when the first church was established, and the way that it's supposed to be now. We have seen, by trying to get away from a man-made sect, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but a lot of people know what I'm talking about. When you try to mix the way that a man does things with the way that God does things, it doesn't work out to the best of our knowledge. So we take that away. We take and put God in the midst of everything. And, George, we have seen people get up and walk after 22 years of being paralyzed. We've seen people be healed from blindness. My dad got shot on the heart. And you can see a heart monitor up above him, got prayed for, and the bullet moved all the way back and settled in his spine.
Wow.
We have had my buddy that has meetings with us has looked back after praying really good prayers, and we don't take this stuff lightly. We really try to touch God and see exactly what's going on. Has actually looked back and seen a purple cloud, the Shekinah glory of God, actually hovering over. So this stuff that we see without scripture that you have asked is a lot of stuff that we're seeing now, just trying to get man out of it. And I'm telling
you, let me ask you, Johnny, what do you think or who do you think God is? What is God?
Well, George, I believe in the God of the Bible, and I believe that we were separated from God. A lot of people have a different opinion about Adam and Eve. And whenever Adam and Eve committed sin, God can't live in sin, so we were separated. But throughout the whole Old Testament into the New Testament, God was excited. And you can read his excitement in the New Testament. And he got so excited to be reconnected with his creation, be reconnected with his people in the book of Acts, that he poured everything back out again. We were put here in the midst of a sinful generation, basically like a slap in the face to Satan. Satan created this whole sinful nature that we know. that we do. Everything we see, I hear a lot of people on your show talking about how we are connected into one spirit. And that's exactly the way that God performs, the way that God works. But for that reconnection to happen, there had to be an outpouring. There had to be an outpouring of some kind of spirit, which is the Holy Ghost. And a lot of people nowadays don't even know how to receive the Holy Spirit.
All right, well, Johnny, listen, you keep listening. I want you to get the rest of the pulse here of our listenership with this really perplexing question. Is there a God? I was raised a Catholic. You know, I went through all the Catholic courses, catechism classes as a kid. I did all that, communion. I did it all, did it all. There was a point in my life where I began to question and doubt, and then it changed in a big way. It was one day I was outside at night, and I was looking at the vastness of the universe, all the stars that were out there. You could see, you know, where Mars was. You could see Jupiter. And I said, there's just no way this has happened from some fluke, some answer. And then you've got to add yourself into the equation. Ask yourself, if you haven't, you know, take some time before you go to work or before you go to a softball game or watch a football game on television, and ask yourself, what the heck are you doing here? What's it all about? And then you have to come up with a conclusion, and that conclusion is something that put us here for a specific purpose, and that's the way it is. There is no way. You know, I don't believe in coincidences. It is not a coincidence that we are here. Let's go to Robert in Oklahoma City. Robert, thanks for calling in. Go ahead.
Well, I believe there's a God because, you know, when I walk around on the planet, I'm standing on his creation, and we all are. But I also do not believe in the Big Bang Theory. I believe that everything was created out of silence, and the Big Bang is just a theory.
I don't believe in the Big Bang Theory either, Robert. I think one, it's difficult to understand, and I just can't comprehend this vastness that came from a Big Bang. I just don't get it.
Yes, sir. And you know, it's a theory that came up in the 19th century, and it's still a theory. But when I'm walking around on this planet, I know there's a God because you can see his creation all over the place, and we're, as humans, we're walking on it.
Well, we sure are. Thanks for your input. What you know, open lines, you talk about anything you want tonight, Ebola, you name it. I'm going to do this every once in a while. I want this program to continue to be cutting edge interactive, and you have always made it a program. By the way, Rettman Mullis sent me an email today. He is a champion on Bigfoot, and he told me, I'm not going to mention the guy's name yet, but he says, be very careful that this guy who created a hoax of Bigfoot is now claiming that he shot Bigfoot and that he's going to cart him around. And so here we go again with what Rettman Mullis says is another hoax. We shall see. Let's go to Josh in Canada. Welcome to the program. Josh, go ahead.
How are you today?
Good, Josh. I hope you are too.
I'm great. Long-time listener. I'd just like to start off by saying I have never really believed in God before. I've always thought it was evolution.
Mm-hmm.
But then after the first, I'd say 25 years of my life, I started thinking, well, there's so much about demons and devils and stuff, and I honestly believe in ghosts, demons, and devils. And I thought, well, how can I believe in one, not the other? So I started believing in God, but not church and religion, because I think that's the stem of a lot of evil in this world is religions. And I just had to think about it, and whether it's a spiritual being or alien life forms, which could be a god to me.
Sure.
Completely possible. And that's what I wanted to say.
Do you think, Josh, that some extraterrestrials came to this planet, and of course the indigenous humans of the time saw this, and to them, they're the gods, as Eric von Däniken would say?
Oh yeah, like the Mayans who just disappeared overnight. They completely could have been part of that alien order. But yeah.
Yeah, there's
Right,
no
thank
doubt
you.
about it in my mind. Something happened. I think extraterrestrial visitations were confused for gods. I think that happened, but the big question remains, who made them? So there's something out there of some incredible, incredible intelligence. You know what's amazing, though? Let's assume that's correct, that there's a God and this God created us. Who created God? How did that happen? Jim's in Michigan. Hey, Jim, go ahead.
Hi. So,
Hey.
am I on here?
Yes, you sure
I
are.
believe that God, we create God because we thought him up, and it all goes full circle. I think it has something to do with Lucifer, the Athabascan Indian culture, Raven, and coming in contact with positiveness, the pure anti coming in positive contact with positive. And then kaboom, you got let there be light. You know, a mosquito hits God's butt and let there be light. And God just freezes it, and here we are. And he marvels at, hey, look at that. And he has nothing against us. He loves us. But Satan, you know, he did a bad thing. He stole something. That's an Athabascan culture.
Well, see,
And, you
that's
know,
an interesting part of the equation, Jim. Satan. Where does Satan fit into this? Because I believe there's good on this planet. I also believe there's evil. And if there's evil, then you got to tie in Satan into the mix. So that changes, I think, the equation a little bit. So here we are thinking, here's this divine creator. Life's been created in this universe from basically nothing. Now you add in the evil factor. How did that happen? What's that all about? Then you really get spiritual, because there's no question evil exists, and there's some force behind that. I have run into some really evil people, really evil, and I don't think they were born that way. Something happened to them. John's in Los Angeles, where I just left. Hey, John, welcome.
How you doing? Yeah,
Good.
I definitely believe the God that we're dealing with is the God of the Bible, the you know, Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. This is the God that rules the universe, and he essentially we have fallen angels, like it teaches in the Bible, that a third of the angels fell, and with Lucifer as well.
Well, let me pick your brain here, John. How did this God start?
Well, he's infinite. He never started. He always was. He's always existed. Before man ever existed, before any creation ever existed, God always was. The God of the
So,
Bible,
so
essentially.
my mother always used to tell me, always was, always will be. And I kept telling her, I said, Mom, I still don't get it. How can something always be?
Well, he's infinite. Essentially, he created everything and nothing came before him. So essentially everything you see on the earth, every animal, every creature, all the stars, the moon, everything, he created it essentially for not only his own pleasure, but also for man. It, you know, you see the animals and you see all these other things that we use in life. And in essence, they're just things that are put there for his pleasure and for, you know, and for ours to use, for example, food and plants and oxygen and all these different things. But definitely the God of the Bible is Jesus Christ. And he's the one that died on the cross for sins, because man, we're living in a fallen world, and we're born in a sinful nature because of the beginning, because of Adam and Eve, because of the defiance to God in the beginning.
Cannot say, John, we cannot say that you're wrong. That's for sure. We're taking a few text message calls from you, too. Tom's got one back in the L.A. studio. What do you got for us, Tom?
Well, this one is from Brian in Colorado. George, I definitely believe there is a God. What I don't understand is all the evil in the world. What's your take?
Well, you know, as I was just saying, Tom, and to you, John, if you believe in God, if you believe in that factor, you then have to add in the evil factor, and that means the devil. So I'm beginning to think that indeed there are these subdivides of angels and devils created by God. And I think God created the devil.
Do you think everybody that's evil, it's the devil? I mean, it can't just be like the person just
I think you
wigging
have
out.
One, people wigging out, people who are mentally ill, but people who are demonically possessed by evil spirits. I think that happens. You and I have talked to enough people who have been at exorcists, exorcisms, and have talked to exorcists, and there's something to it.
So that raises the question, if somebody's just mentally ill and they become evil, is it the devil or is it just their makeup?
Or both.
Or both.
Or both. Thanks. Let's go to Ina now in Alaska. First time caller. Ina, welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Thank you, George. It's been kind of hard to get through. We don't have cell phone towers out here.
Oh, my God. I know you're way out there. Use HARP.
Well, I'm on. I'm between the Yukon and Canada. I'm originally from Canada. My people were. We are the Moda, W. We are the oldest North.
Yeah, Canadian. You're the original Eskimo tribe, aren't you?
No, we're the original Northern Cree. We're half Northern Cree and half Athabascan.
Uh-huh.
And our stories say that. You know, when God created this earth, he created good and he created evil. But at the same time, he also created what we know as the Yeti or the Sasquatch. He also created other beings to give us little teaching lessons so that we would know not only about ourselves, but we would also know about those other beings. Because if we look, those people... They're more far intelligent than we are, and they're more on a spiritual plane than we are. Because in my tribe, we see, like your gentleman was talking the other night, we see Sasquatch all the time. I mean, we've had tribal officers that have run down the tribal dirt roads and have seen strange 9-foot-tall beings.
Jeez.
And so you got to think, well, why would a creator of all life put these beings on this earth? I believe that he's put them there for a teaching, for us to find out that we're not the only ones, that, you know, we need to understand that unless we change this earth, unless we become back to a spiritual people, we're going to keep polluting this earth, the water, the sky. I mean, we're going to keep doing domestic violence, warfare, all in the name of humanity, and for what?
It's going to backfire on us, Ina, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's going to backfire real quick because in our tribe, it's prophesied that humans would create a specific bomb that would destroy one tribe of people, and that was the Japanese, you know, when we set off Hiroshima. And it also says that one day that the earth is going to get so mad that mankind is going to suffer diseases and famine.
Well, look what's happening. It's happening now. More open lines when I come right back on Coast to Coast AM. Well, 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 make sure you're part of our program tomorrow. John Coleman, co-founder of the Weather Channel, talks with us about climate change. And Travis Walton talks about fire in the sky. Should be an electrifying Coast to Coast show. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. And, of course, the question of the night, is there a God? I can't see how you can come up with a conclusion that there is not. I have not gotten one call yet, and we're just taking them at random. I've not gotten one call from somebody who says, no, there's no way. It's all science. Jeff in Juneau, Alaska, welcome to the program. Jeff, you're on the air with us. Go ahead.
George, how's it going?
Good, Jeffrey. How about you?
Hey, you know, a couple things. I want to touch on a couple things. First of all, you might find this a little bit of a pleasant departure from the gloomy, doomy subjects, but...
Are you there? Well, there you go. Somebody just clipped you, and it wasn't us. So try to call back, if you would. Let's go to Linda in Canada. Linda, you're on the air with us. Go ahead.
Hi. Yes, I believe in God. And you say, how come we don't know these things like God, you know, what God knows? And our puny little brains could not even hold what he knows, so forget it. Like, I've tried to think, all right, how did God, if there was no God, like, who was before him, you know? And it just blew my mind away because then it would be nothing. And I couldn't imagine that nothing and no life or no nothing, souls or world. It was just awesome.
Nothing makes no sense to me.
No, think about it. Like, people say, is there a God? Well, of course there's a God, and they want to know more. But the more, the closer you get to the rationale, you know, the rationality, excuse me, it's just mind-blowing.
It is. It just drives you crazy trying to think about it.
And that's why our brains are not equipped. No way. No, there is a God, and
Have you always believed that?
Always. I'm one of the children that knew that we were here before, and that's why I know I found reincarnation scriptures. There is reincarnation. That's in the Bible. I found the scriptures. I found all the points, but they still don't teach it, and that's one of the keys. You remember Ed Letzkelin from Coral Castle?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Where did he get all that knowledge of gravitational?
I know. He said he knew the secrets of the pyramids.
And he did, too. And where did that come from? I know that reincarnation, that we've been here, and because of our sin and man's own free will, that civilizations have been ruined and swept away and then again. And that is where... when Christ said, no one goes to the Father except through me. And that's where it says, okay, you haven't done your job, you wait here, or you have to do this, or you go right back. And it's right in the Bible. And that's where people have knowledge, because he's not a cruel God. And my own father, I felt my dad when he died, I felt him right next to me. And I thought, wow, you know, and that shows God isn't cruel. So there's a lot of things in the spiritual realm that we need to know and learn. And remember that the knowledge that people have had and hidden, it's incredible, you know, just incredible.
Well, you know, I'm not amazed that so many people believe that indeed there is a God. It does not surprise me at all. Let's go to Devin in Flagstaff, Arizona. Hi, Dev.
Hey, Mr. Noriano, and I met him. It's good to talk to you.
You too.
Hey, so I just basically wanted to give a testimony. Everybody's talking about whether they believe in God or not. And I totally believe in God. 6 years ago, January 29th, 2008, my life was a mess. I was a drug addict, alcoholic. I landed in jail for hawking bad checks, you know, just trying to pay for my addiction. And I'd gotten so fed up with my life that I just wanted to kill myself. I wanted to end it all. And so I got angry in my jail cell. And I was like, if you're the one who created me, if you're the one who made me, if you're the one who can change my life, come down here, show yourself to me. And it was like every single atom in my body became a doorway to the ethereal, became a doorway to the eternal. And it was one voice, but it was millions of voices. And he said, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know my son is Jesus Christ. You know what you need to do next. And that was it. And I thought I was going insane. And like I said, you know, I've been on drugs and alcohol. But this was probably about 2 or 3 weeks into a stint in jail. And so I was absolutely clean. And like I said, that's when I was going nuts. And everybody's been to Sunday school at least once when they were a kid. And I remembered, well, okay, I got to ask Jesus into my heart. And man, they could have killed me right there, Mr. Nori. And I would have known exactly where I was going because I felt such a peace.
And when you got out, Devin, how did you start turning your life around?
I actually, my father came to visit me in jail. I was so ashamed after I'd gotten saved, and I didn't want to see anybody. And he came to me, and it was the first time I ever seen him with tears in his eyes as I was viewing him through the video screen. And he said, look, we're not going to help you destroy your life. If you want help, you're going to go through a program called Teen Challenge. And Teen Challenge, has been around since the 50s. Really great program. I ended up, you know, I obviously my life was a wreck, and I said, okay, sure, anything's better than jail and eating this type of food and everything and, you know, showering in front of a bunch of guys. And so I went to Teen Challenge. That program helped me, but I'll tell you, it was the cleansing power of Jesus Christ that absolutely purified me of sin, of the dirtiness, of the evil that everybody is most capable of with their own life. You know, people talk about being possessed or the devil made me do it. Humans are plenty evil in, you know, themselves just because we're born into it. You know, it's our nature. We know both good and evil.
Now,
because of that tree so long ago.
And tell me what's going on in your life now. You're married, working, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm married. I've been married happily now for over 2 years. I'm working. I have a job now. I work for Teen Challenge as an intern and as intake
for
other people. And then I work in security now, and I'll be looking to do something hopefully in the future with law enforcement, justice, wherever God directs me. So
good for you. Proud of you.
Yeah.
Good for you. That's amazing. Let's go to Wichita Falls in Texas. Major's with us on Coast to Coast. Hey, Major, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hello, George. Great series of shows.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I'm calling about a show you had last week where a fella said missile silos had UFOs over them. And they
shut them down.
Operating. Yeah. I was in the Connell Air Force Base. I spent 6 years underground in missile silos off and on.
Are you there?
Pardon me. And okay. I started out as a one-stripe airman in 1970, and I made my way through the ranks, and I retired a major. I don't know, secondhand information, I would talk to guards topside. And guys get lonely out there at night in the middle of nowhere, so you go up and talk to them. This one guy verified that he had the light shine on him, and then he stopped, the light went out, he walked again, the light went out. And at the same time, the complex lost power. The diesel did not start.
Hmm.
And then when this light went away, the diesel started up and the complex went on.
Yeah, they've been watching us. I think what they're trying to tell us is that they can get involved anytime they want. So earthlings, don't do anything stupid because we're not going to let it fly. I think. Some people say they're not going to get involved, but I'm not sure. We've got too many great expert testimony about these silos that have been shut down by ETs. Just shut right down. Chris is in British Columbia. Welcome to the program, Christopher. Go ahead. Chris, you with us? Well, that's because what am I doing here with this brand new system? There you go, Chris. There you go. I've hit the wrong button.
Yeah, hello.
Hi there.
Okay, so you're talking about God, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so there's a separation between that because we can be created by beings per se, or you know, the general viewpoint of how everyone thinks of God. They think, well, there's a creator and created put humans in besides soul, you know, in the Milky Way galaxy amongst all these thousands of galaxies that we can just see in our general view. So like basically what I'm trying to say is, yeah, we can try to pump up the idea of God as much as we want because it's our creator. We want to, you know, try to
you're right. I know what you're saying is basically the theory of the late Zechariah Sitchin. And that was, of course, that we were seeded by extraterrestrials. That doesn't mean there isn't a God at all. Tom, what's our final text here for the night?
Final one from Carrie Ann in Memphis. She says, hey, George, I saw you on Ancient Aliens and it made me think, why is it the norm that extraterrestrials are smarter than us? What if they want to learn from us because they're not?
I think they are. I think they're curious. I think we're like a petting zoo.
You think they are smarter than us?
Oh, there's no question about it.
Because she's asking why.
Why are they smarter than us?
Why does everybody think they're smarter than us?
Well, because I think they've evolved to that point. I mean, are we smarter, Tom, than the people from the 1800s?
I would say yes.
Yeah, and I think we are because technology has gotten us there. So I think extraterrestrials who are so advanced, they have to be to get here, that they're much smarter.
Yeah, that alone makes it that right.
Okay, let's take a few more calls. You've got Pat in Brewer, Maine. Welcome to the show, Pat. Go ahead.
Hi, George. A really good friend of mine, when she was trying to bring me back to spirituality, during a real difficult time when I had almost six relatives that were so dear and close to me all die within 2 years' time.
Oh, gosh.
Real close, you know, both grandmothers, my mother, my grandfather. But anyway, she was, you know, first of all, a lot of people know, you know, about the whatever doesn't, you know, kill you just makes you stronger.
That's what they say.
Then, yeah, and my mom's favorite thing was always, you know, don't dwell on it, don't be afraid. And then the man that was in jail,
mm-hmm.
He probably knows this one about, well, that was just God being anonymous. I thought you'd like that one because you're always talking about, you know, anonymous, that it helps our faith grow.
Sure.
Along those lines. And then there was one other thing that happened to me when I made a move geographically, and you had had a lady, a psychic. Now, my brother, where I was living, and my sister and I have always, matter of fact, my sister won't even set foot in this home that, you know, we always thought was haunted. Well, anyway, you'd had a psychic on, and she had been talking about angels. And what had happened to me that night is my brother, he ended up having to leave. So I was alone in this house, and he's had things happen here before, too. And one thing that my mother had always said was, you know, whatever it is, it's not mean, it's not bad. You know, it can just accept it for what it is, because even though we were afraid, she would have a way of reasoning it out. So, make a long story short, what had happened to me that night with the angels, we have squirrels in the attic out there, and I've gone to turn the light on, and where I have glaucoma, sometimes I'll just practice not having any lights on. And my brother had had to leave because he works with a wastewater treatment plant, and it was pouring cats and dogs. So the minute he drove out, the lights went out in the entire house. And then here you are having this psychic that's going to do a reading with someone on air. And so I got the lantern that was one lantern, no candles, got that turned on, got my light turned on, went to turn my light on in my bedroom where my sister and I used to actually live, and it still looks exactly the same. That shorts out, and then all the lights are all out again, so I'm really scared now. And here, in the meantime, you had just signed off with a priest that was talking about his all the operations that he had had. This was right in June, I think, 2013. So I had seen these before, and my mother had seen these before, these lights that are, you know, quite large. They're, you know, cone-shaped. And so here I am in the dark, and you guys are the only one on air that, you know, because I did have a battery backup on my radio. And,
well, we are the only ones who are on the air that make any sense at all. So I'm glad you were listening to us. Let's take one or two more calls here. Tom's in Massachusetts. Tom, welcome to the show.
Hello, George. I do believe in God, and as I've gotten older, I can sense and feel that that's more true. But as far as reincarnation goes, I don't know. I don't doubt it, but I personally, I'm not interested in reincarnation for myself. I really don't know why I'm in this life in the first place, other than the Creator willing me to be here.
Sure. I don't think anybody else knows either.
But as far as what I've done in this life, I would like one day to go before Him and His judgment, and then, you know, just wait for the resurrection, and then to be judged, you know, go this way or go that way. One thing I want to also say about a show recommendation.
Yeah, go ahead.
Two callers and listeners that usually call in, and they stand out as far as religion goes, and one of them is J.C.,
I haven't heard from him in a while. Nobody knows where he is.
Right. And then on the other end of the spectrum, is Bill from Hartford, who...
Yes, always, the atheist.
Right. So I don't know. I just think that if these two titans on religion were to debate, I felt that that would be good radio, and I thought I would just...
Interesting idea. Bill from Hartford, of course, is around. JC, I don't know what happened to him. I hope he's okay. Don't want anything to happen to the guy. But poof, he's disappeared. Terry is in Greenville, South Carolina. Terry, welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Morning, George. Glad I made it. I once read that Sir Isaac Newton had a model of the solar system, at least as it was known then in the 1600s, sitting in his study. And that one day an atheist scholarly friend of his was visiting and it was admiring that model of the solar system and asked Newton who made it. And Newton, knowing the guy was an atheist, said, nobody. And the guy said, oh, come on, Isaac, who made it? And Newton kept on insisting nobody made it. And then his friend got agitated and upset with him and said, Isaac, how can you expect me, an intelligent person, to believe that nobody made that model of the solar system? And then Newton turned the tables on him and said, but you don't believe that anybody made the actual solar system.
That was perfectly said, Terry. Perfectly said indeed. Hey, don't forget, we've got a series of great programs leading up to Ghost on Friday night for you. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, George Knapp and Art Bell. I'm George Norrie. Somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.